episode number 157, Camaro SS now sharing the spotlight.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone. It's another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
You ready for another episode here? I mean, we ran pretty long last week. It's not going to be that long this week.
Not that long, but it might be up there.
Well, we've got some stuff we want to talk about this week.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I think I shall do the old rundown here.
Okay, go ahead.
Obviously, the big event coming up is the Indy event. So we're going to read an email that John Fitzpatrick sent us. We're going to talk a little bit about, some other things, like what we're going to give away at the Camaro Z28.com Member Summit.
Okay.
We got a thread of the week that ties in with it.
Wow.
We haven't done a thread of the week in a while. Talk about the Camaro SS and other images that were released. Some diecast stuff, some emails, some commentary. It's kind of the usual hodgepodge Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Okay.
So I guess openers.
The Indy event.
Big Indy event.
Couple weeks. We're only 2 weeks away from this bad boy.
This could quite very well be the largest Camaro and Firebird gathering ever in the United States.
You think
history.
So?
I think it's going to be pretty big.
You think it'll be bigger than Bowling Green?
Well, considering it's really an evolution of the Bowling Green event, and considering that there will be like 2010 Camaros or Camaro there, we're not 100% clear, or, well, we just don't want to make any wrong assumptions.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think
a Camaro will be there for sure.
And I think that at least one, I mean, yeah. I think it would be pretty embarrassing if it wasn't.
Yeah.
I think we'll see at least one, and I think it'll be worth the trip.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
You know, not to mention our member summit.
Right, which is Friday night,
September
19th.
From 7 p.m. until whenever the heck, we get thrown out of there for doing burnouts. No, I didn't say that.
No, you don't want that.
But we'll get to the summit bit in just a little bit. I'm going to read this email that my good buddy, everybody's good buddy, John Fitzpatrick, the Camaro marketing manager, sent. Friends of Camaro, Firebird, and all of General Motors, thanks to the outstanding efforts of the Central Indiana Camaro Club, in less than 2 weeks, we'll be gathering at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in Indianapolis, Indiana, to celebrate the return of the Camaro. Will you be there? Sure. Many have seen pictures of the new Camaro on various websites, read from cover to cover the leaked salesperson reference guide. Sorry, John. Hey, I wasn't the first.
Yeah.
And downloaded the consumer specification sheet from Chevy.com/Camaro and think you know everything you need to know. But do you? Would you not like the chance to hear from the GM designers who spent countless hours developing the Camaro's spectacular design, or the engineers responsible for the great performance, or talk to the marketing guys about the fergalicious debut of the SS model? How about driving some of the newest models General Motors has to offer around the infield of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway? We will have a variety of new models, including Cadillac CTS. You'll want to check out the engine. Pontiac G8. An older kin? Not sure what he means by that.
Older kin?
An older kin? ? And the new Chevy Malibu, the car you can't ignore, for you to ride and drive at the event. But there's only one place to experience all this and get the answers to your question. Indy 08, back at the Brickyard. To the Brickyard. I'm flubbing this up pretty good, aren't I? Sorry. If you've registered for the September 19th through 21st, 2008 weekend, we look forward to seeing you. If you have not registered, we strongly urge you to register now to avoid the long lines at the event's registration table. Since the early registration period has passed, the registration fee is now $50. You can register by visiting the Central Indiana Camaro website, but hurry, online registration ends September 10th, 2008, so you've only got a couple days left. Sincerely, Camaro Marketing Team and Central Indiana Camaro Club. Now, I think it's right here is where we need to clarify a couple of things.
Okay.
The $50 registration fee, to my knowledge, is if you're going to actually be bringing a car into the event to show at the event.
Right.
If you're just there to spectate, like Chris, you and I are, really, you just got to buy a pass to the Motorsports Museum. That gets you into the show.
Right.
And there's been a little confusion. People were asking me about that, and I dug to make sure that that's the story, and I believe that to be indeed the story,
which is what we're going to do because we're not bringing any Camaros. We're just going to
we're going to
go to the show. We're going to set up the summit, and I don't even know if we're going to do the banquet. Depends on what's available,
right?
That was a complaint. If anybody from the Indiana Camaro Club is listening to this,
mm-hmm.
you may want to try and set up like a PayPal registration online registration instead of having to print out a form and mail it to you. It's just a pain in the ass.
I've heard that myself, actually.
Yeah, that's my complaint.
Chris, do you happen to remember off the top of your head the web address for the indie event?
I believe it's indiecamaro.com.
/indie. Oh, wait.
There's a link. I mean, as soon as you go to indiecamaro.com, yeah, you click is right on there? The front page, and it takes you to the indie event.
I know it's pretty heavily emphasized.
It's like Indie 08 or something like that.
Right on. So, good stuff from our buddy Fitz.
Yeah.
And that leads us into the summit.
Looking forward to this.
I can't wait.
Last year was our first one.
It was okay.
I had a good time.
I gave away a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff to be given away.
I'm going to give away more stuff this year.
Oh.
I've got a lot of Zeno to give away. Brand new, fresh from the Zeno man himself.
Nice.
That's right, tough guy. And we're going to have other door prizes as well. And, well, heck, if you haven't heard about the Camaro Z28.com Summit, we've been calling it the Member Summit, but it's not just for members. That's all Camaro enthusiasts who are interested in becoming married? No, sorry, members.
No.
Members of the site. And it's just a great way to wrap up Friday with socializing and having a good time. We're going to have guest speakers like our friend John Fitzpatrick, Scott Settlemyer. We're probably going to have Cheryl Pilcher. Right. Maybe Ed Pieper, Tom Peters. Who knows who's going to show up?
Yeah.
But it'll be cool. Definitely check it out. It's going to be a good time. September 19th, 7 p.m. in the Monaco Room at the Host Hotel.
As always, I will have the link in the show notes to the little discussion group that we have on the message board.
Roger that.
Yeah.
That's actually going to lead us into the thread of the week.
It's time for the thread of the week from the Camaro Z28.com message boards. If you want to get involved with the message boards, just go to Camaro Z28.com. You'll join over 50,000 Camaro and Firebird enthusiasts from around the world.
I think we need to update that bumper. It's over 70,000 members now.
Oh yeah, it's getting up there.
Yeah.
We haven't done a thread of the week in a while.
No,
either.
No, we haven't.
Well, this one is I'm not gonna say this right. Dr. Madhi. It's in the 2010 Camaro news pictures, sightings, multimedia, partridge in a pear tree. The thread subject is, for those not going to Indy, and this is a good idea. John Fitzpatrick actually emailed me and said he liked this.
Okay.
Not everybody can make it because it's, you know, for one reason or another. This this guy here is in Phoenix, Arizona, so obviously the travel may not be in his realm of possibility.
Right.
But he said that, hey, I can't make it, but here's some questions that maybe those that can make it can take to the member summit and ask there.
Okay.
So there's some good stuff there. Chris, you'll put it in the show notes.
Yep.
There's some good questions, and I think that if anybody has any questions that they would ask if they were there but can't make it, that's the place to pose it. I'll print them all off. I'll make sure they get addressed as best as possible.
Okay.
Good stuff. Thanks for that one if you're listening.
I wish it could have been in the summer.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, everybody's not at school, back to school, and get back into the whole groove of the fall, and I think it would have turned out better in the summer.
Well, I mean, two-thirds...
Time-wise, I should say.
Well, two-thirds of the summit is a weekend.
Right. You
know, so Friday travel, be there Saturday, and then head home Sunday, but that's, you know, in a perfect world.
Yeah.
I agree. I would, you know, or in the spring even, but... Well, next spring is already being shared with another big event, and that's, of course, the release of the car.
Yeah.
Can't wait. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. So, the topic of this podcast this week is Camaro SS sharing the spotlight. Now, why is that?
Because it looks like GM finally released some official pictures of the Camaro SS. It was put on the media site for everybody to grab, and... even though there's only one picture out there.
Just one.
I think Kevin's pictures we talked about last week were better.
Well, they were more realistic, you know. They were out in a natural setting and everything.
I think they could have put out some more pictures.
I'm sure they will. Either that or we'll definitely get a chance to see maybe, you know, like that silver Camaro SS in person sooner or later.
Yeah. Eventually.
Yeah. I've seen it in person and I like it. A lot of people were complaining about the front end again.
I don't get it.
You know... Well, no, I do actually get it. It's they're
you
just
do?
Well, yeah, because they're looking at two different pictures from two different angles, two different scenarios of the V6 versus the SS. In person, there's a significant enough difference, in my opinion, to where somebody will say, hey, wait a minute, that one's different than this one.
Hmm.
But it's not over the top like the difference between Camaro and Firebird were in the fourth gen. It's not that
right.
dramatic of a difference. I think it looks good. I like it a lot. And I think once everybody sees it in person, just like we've always said, you got to see it in person.
Of course.
I think they might,
of course.
You know, might reconsider their opinions on that.
So I'll post a link to that picture as well.
Yeah. And speaking of pictures.
That bastard-looking picture from Hammond was released this week, too.
Well, I don't think Hammond actually did it.
Well, someone photoshopped, what was it, a BMW
A Hammond BMW into
a fifth gen.
Yeah. And you know what? The Photoshop work was very, very well done.
Oh, yeah.
It looked real, which is bad. Because people are going to think, people are already thinking that
might
be.
Think of those doors.
Yeah, they were sweet like 6 years ago. You know, the wheels look good. Some of the ground effects look good, but the rest of it, not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Although, here's the thing. There's a positive spin on this. It shows potential for the car because it didn't look, let's face it, it didn't look as bad as what some Photoshops have been of this car and others. It did show some serious potential. And I think that the aftermarket, I've been saying this for a while, is just going to be awesome for this. And, well, if you like that sort of thing, I think you'll have your opportunity. Because from what I understand, the aftermarket is standing 10 deep to get their hands on this car.
Oh, there's going to be plenty. That's why I'm looking forward to the SEMA show coming up in November. There
should
be some interesting stuff there with the Camaro being the car of the show.
The car of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, when I first saw that picture, I thought, oh, man, you know, this might be one of those cars in Photoshop.
Thank you.
Thank God. Well, what's next here on our list here, Chris?
Well, you're going to talk about the diecast car.
More Camaro releases.
That was that you did last night.
Yeah, well, last night as we record this, two nights ago, people listen to this. Yeah, I released Diecast Series 3.
So why don't you tell everybody about it?
Well,
finally.
Yeah. Well, first I better address some complaints.
Okay.
Because I had a little contest a while ago to say, here on the podcast, for people to call in and guess what it was going to be like.
Yeah.
And the person that guessed the closest the first would get a free one. One of the first guesses was Sunoco.
Uh-huh.
I never... Here's what I said, and you can go ahead and dig through the old podcast, because I said I am not licensed for the Sunoco or Penske name. I never said that I wouldn't make it kind of like it. So, just like Series 2 was a combination of, actually, believe it or not, the 93 Brickyard car. It had some elements of the Brickyard car and the old classic Pace car convertible.
Uh-huh.
And so I merged two cars together, and I did this way as well. It's the Sunoco car merged with the Woodward Heritage.
Yep.
Or they also call that the Sunoco car, the fourth gen, with the 2010 Camaro. And what you have is well, I just call it the road racer. But some overwhelmingly positive responses, though. Everybody loves it.
Oh, they're going to eat that up.
Everybody's saying this is one that's been waiting for. And I'm pretty proud of this one myself. Pre-ordering is open. You can get your hands on one, or at least get it reserved for you at cz28store.com. And you can see the pictures and stuff like that from there.
Yeah.
Any questions, any ordering problems, feel free to email me directly or post in the thread that I've got dedicated in the very first forum of the boards. That's what I meant.
Yeah, everybody's going to love this. When you showed me the car a couple months ago, man, it was killer.
I'm glad you brought that up. The color of the pre-production, you know, the actual car, not the 3D rendering, the color is wrong. It's very dark. It's not going to be that dark in the final version. It's going to be much more accurate to the original Sunoco racer blue. But people are thinking it, depending on their monitor, they think it's black.
No, definitely not black.
Nope. It's definitely cool. I'm very proud of it. All right. Next on the agenda, we got to move.
Yeah.
Here. Oh, well, we're getting some emails from folks here and there. No voicemails.
No voicemails this week.
Either
just
one,
just a few emails.
Either one works though, and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, our first email comes from Cosmic Trucker on the board.
Cosmic Trucker.
Yep. Gentlemen, I'm a fan of your podcast and website. I have cruised by some of the other Camaro websites, but your first choice when I need reliable and up-to-date information. Well, thanks for that.
Hey, that's nice.
My main question for you is as follows. Will the steering wheel I have enough up and down adjustment to allow a full-size adult, one that's 6 foot 3 inches tall, to easily view the dash gauge cluster without having to slump down in the seat or lower your head in an uncomfortable angle? I asked this question for two reasons. One, I wanted to buy a Saturn Sky Redline, but I was unable to sit in the seat and still clearly see the speedometer intact due to the steering wheel sat too low, it would not tilt up enough. Two, the second reason for concern is after I saw the lead designer standing next to the Camaro, I was once again concerned that someone who is 5 foot five may not understand or even give a damn about the tall driver and how they fit into the design. Hopefully, GM has designed the new Camaro to be as comfortable a fit as I have with my C5 Corvette. Thanks for the great job with the podcast and the website, Cosmic Trucker. Well, I can only attest to the fact that when I drove the Camaro Concept, I'm 6 foot four, and I fit in there comfortably. The gauges were clear, but those gauges weren't even working.
Right, and that was the Concept.
And the Concept steering wheel didn't have the tilt in
right.
Oh, what's the adjustment? The new one,
telescoping.
Yeah,
telescoping.
When you drove the Ivor cars,
mm-hmm. We drove a pre-production V6 as well.
Okay, how was it with the telescoping steering wheel and your view on the gauges?
Well, I know exactly what he's talking about not seeing. Is in my Trailblazer SS. I like to drive with the steering wheel down, and the top of the steering wheel covers the speedometer.
Oh.
Fortunately, I've got an interceptor gauge, and I have that set to do my speed. So I actually look at that. So I know that kind of that issue. I don't think it's going to be an issue in this car. And here's why: a couple of our disciples that were there at the focus group, not as small as I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 5'8", 190 pounds. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of the disciples that are much taller and much larger than I am. They didn't seem to have any problems as far as fitment. Just because a designer is 5'5", they're trained and their job is to actually design to cover as wide of a spectrum of driver size as possible.
Right.
If the guy was a little person, you know, of, you know, Matthew Verben size...
Okay.
Inside joke. We're going to pay for that one later on. He wouldn't design a car that's smaller than a Mini. Anyway, but I digest.
But what if someone like the size of, oh, say, our friend Jim, who's 7 foot one?
Well, that's kind of extreme. I do remember that when I was sitting in the back seat, there was a little bit more leg room than I remember being in a fourth gen.
Uh-huh.
But I do remember that seat slid way the hell back to the point where I had to pretty much, how do I word this? My legs were stretched as far apart as possible.
Against your chin?
No, they were. I was cocked apart like I was doing this. I was like doing the splits like Van Damme.
Oh.
So the seat does have a lot of fore and aft movement. The steering wheel, it does have some, you know, decent movement up and down. I don't want to say as much as a fourth gen, but there was more than some of the... I've sat in cars where the tilt like moves like only an inch up and down, and
yeah,
that's it. And it gets kind of stupid. Telescoping, it was nice. God, I can't tell. I just don't know because I can't tell. But we haven't had any complaints from the larger of the Disciple Focus Group members, so I think you should be safe.
Okay.
I hope you're safe.
Okay.
We'll be finding out soon enough. Come to Indy. You might be able to find out for yourself.
Right.
Are you going to be there? Give us a buzz back and let us know.
There's some more here.
I got an email. All right, this comes from a guy named John.
Okay.
He says, "Hello, I would like to know if you carry rubber hose in your shop or company, and I would appreciate it if you email me with the price each for that and also your payment options so we can proceed on this order. Thanks for and waiting for your prompt respond. Best regards, John." Last name withheld.
Yeah, this just came out of nowhere in... We thought it would be kind of funny to read it in the podcast.
We do sell some items for fundraisers for the website, you know, diecast cars, keychains, miscellaneous junk, but we don't sell rubber appliances.
No, no rubber hoses.
Rubber, no leather, no rubber, and no barbed wire. Thanks for the email anyway, John. I think you got the wrong guys. Well, we're pretty much out of time.
Yeah.
Good that we have things to talk about. Good things that our podcasts aren't where we used to look at each other at the 9 or 10 minute mark and kind of shrug.
What are we going to talk about next? How about that weather?
How about Michigan gas prices? Yeah, it's raining like hell. Bumper nuts. As always, we appreciate everybody listening. And definitely get geared up for Indy. You just can't say that enough. It's going to be a great time.
Definitely.
I gotta say we're gonna get close to hitting our capacity at our summit. By the way,
you think so?
Well, we've got a lot of people that are interested. We set up a special user group for people to join. It's not right there on the message board. It's not very prominent, but we've got like 30 people that have signed up.
Uh-huh.
Each person is going to bring at least one other person, so we're talking 60 plus another maybe 20 or 30. That's just, you know, going to come ad hoc, or I'm not sure if I'm going to go, so I'm not going to, you know. So we're gonna hit our
capacity. What about some of the members that Tim's bringing from fifthgen.org?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Tim, our good buddy, Tim DeYoung on one of our buddy sites, fifthgen.org, he's bringing some friends too. So it's going to be a great time. We're going to have some great guest speakers. Check it out. See you at the event, and let's get out of here.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.